babe. You got the kind of love making me say, yeah, babe. Oh, baby.
Showing the vibe.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the word. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm a type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cash, chilling out with you. Down. I got my man Father Time with me. Father Time was good.
What's cracking, Doc?
Shit, we got a new president yet?
I ain't heard nothing. Man, that shit's gonna take hours. This shit won't be announced probably until about midnight.
You know, the part that's really getting me, man, I mean, I'm going to just put it out there. I mean, everybody hollering, go vote, go vote. All right, which, you know, our ancestors and forefathers and everybody, they did. People died so we could vote. And I understand
true.
That. But why is everybody making this a big fashion show?
I have no idea. It don't make any sense to me.
I'm getting up, I'm looking, and I'm seeing people. I mean, motherfuckers is just really like. I mean, motherfuckers is just so they can get the. I think motherfuckers just want to go vote so they can put the sticker on so they can post it on Facebook. Jermaine, what's happening?
Hello.
What's the going on, bro?
Yeah. It's retarded to me, man. Now, I can understand back in 08, you know, first black president. You know, that's something to be proud of if you're black. It's something to be proud of. First black president. Cool. But come on, these two motherfuckers? I mean, are you really proud to say you voted for a crook or a racist? I mean, come on.
Like you voted for Lucifer and... Like you voting for Lucifer and the devil. Same damn thing.
Exactly. You know, which evil is lesser, as they say. The
right.
Lesser of two evils.
And that's what it's like. Everybody's trying to vote for the lesser of two evils. Name what you
but
think.
Yeah,
I
said, what you think?
About the whole voting thing?
Well, about people posting the shit on Facebook. What's the purpose of posting the shit on Facebook? Who cares if you voted? I mean, I go up and down my timeline. All I see is everybody taking selfies with their little sticker on.
Mm-hmm.
I voted. You need to get out there and vote. Well, you don't need to tell me what I got to do. If I don't want to vote, I ain't got to vote. But
I mean,
you posted
right.
A picture.
You have the right. Well, they posted, they put their right out there that they could post a picture and say they voted.
But everybody?
I mean, if they voted, then they have the right to say that, to let people know that they voted. Because everybody don't vote. Everybody does the assumption like everybody votes. Everybody don't vote.
That's true. So everybody don't vote.
That's a persuasion thing that they ask people to do, actually. It actually has been going around and ask people to put out there that you voted. It kind of gives people the persuasion to want to vote for those who don't vote or who feel like my vote don't really matter, so what purpose is it for me to vote? You know, that's all how I see it.
Well, like my man said, it's like a fashion show.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers putting their Sunday best on to go vote. Who the fuck does that? You got your Sunday suit on to go vote so you can take a picture saying that you voted. I don't give a shit if you voted or not. I don't care.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying. I can care less if you
know. I'm not going to say that I don't. I mean, everybody's supposed to do their part. Okay, I understand that. But, I mean, do you really? Okay, let's just say, all right, Trump, get in. Wait a minute, hold on one second. Yo, what's happening?
Hey.
Turn your TV down.
How are you guys?
Turn your TV down.
Okay, my headphones amplify. Hold on. Let me switch on.
Shit, it's like we in the same room watching TV together. Your shit crystal clear.
Oh, I don't think it's going to get quiet.
All right, go ahead, man.
I mean, like I said, I just don't think, I mean, I understand the rights, I understand what we have, and I mean, it's just like, okay. Now, here's the thing. Am I a bad person if I vote for, if I voted for Trump?
No, you're not a bad person. If that's who you want to vote for.
Exactly.
Right, but you're a bad person.
But now a lot of people are like, well, why would you vote for him? Maybe because that's who I wanted to vote for. Maybe I liked what he was saying. I mean, let's just be real. You know what? I'm just going to say it. In the beginning, I was kind of for Trump. I was. Until he let the real him come out. I mean, because some of the stuff he said, he did make sense. I seen one thing. He said, well, you know, I guess he was trying to appeal to the blacks. And he was like, well, hell, you know.
What you got to lose?
Y'all done went through this. Yeah, what do you got to lose? Y'all done been through everything. What y'all got to lose with me? Kind of made some sense.
It did. But the way
You say what?
I said the way his message was on point, because he did have a point. What the fuck do you got to lose? Y'all done tried everybody else. Like, fucking try me. Very good point. But the way he said it, man, I mean, he degraded the whole fucking black race. Your neighborhoods ain't shit. Motherfuckers getting shot every day. Your schools ain't shit. I mean, he could have said it a little bit better, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I agree with the point, but the delivery was fucked up.
I mean, okay, but now you got to ask yourself, did he lie?
No, he didn't lie. Like, I agree with the point, but the way he said it kind of turned me off.
So, in other words, you saying you need a little song to dance with yours?
No,
don't just push it down your throat.
What I'm saying is, you ain't got to tell me my neighborhood fucked up. I already know that. You ain't got to tell me the public school system is fucked up. I graduated from the public school system. I already know that. I don't need you to tell me that. But you can say, hey, give me a shot. Without saying all that other bullshit. That's all I'm saying. the message was on point, the delivery was fucked up. But he made a hell of a point.
Okay.
But I still wouldn't vote for that motherfucker if I was dumb, deaf, and blind.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, Delightful, what you think? I mean,
you know, I've chosen to stay out of it. I did not vote.
That's your right.
We're doomed if we do, and we're doomed if we don't. So I don't have an opinion because I didn't go cast my vote.
You should have voted for Gary Johnson.
Maybe. I didn't really have time today either, though. But
now, if you were listening about a month ago, hold on a second, dog. If you were listening about a month ago, you should have wrote my name in there.
I do remember that conversation. However, like I said, I did not vote, and I didn't really have time to do it
today. That's what I'm talking about. We don't even support each other, man. I'm the only black man.
Did you go write your name in the ballot?
I voted for myself.
You should have took a picture of that and posted it on social media.
I should have.
By your posting a sticker, you could have posted your name.
You are absolutely correct. God damn, we should have had this conversation last week.
Y'all just follow me on this. What do y'all think would happen if everybody said I didn't? You know, you like, well, I don't like him or her. Fuck, we gonna vote for the third person. Man, do you know Gary Johnson would have won by a landslide?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would have. He ain't getting no love. That mother got like 1% of the vote. No love at all.
That was his
3%
vote.
3% last time I looked at.
Them is relatives. I'm going to vote for you, baby.
His wife, his brother, his sisters, and a couple cousins.
I didn't really follow the whole election like I should have, but did he campaign as hard?
He did, but he kind of made himself look a little stupid, you know.
He couldn't have looked more stupid than Trump. I mean,
no, they asked that motherfucker about a city in Iraq, and he didn't even know what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He said, where's that at? That's a war going on over there. You don't even know? Are you trying to run for president? He didn't even know the city. They asked him about the city. He was like, where's that at? What is that?
Jesus.
And the motherfuckers on the news is like, are you serious? Straight up. They came at him just like, are you serious? You don't have no clue what we're talking about? The motherfucker did not know. But you're trying to be the president. Nah, I don't think so.
Nah, I appreciate it. But to turn the page, let me ask you something, dog. Let's just say you had a job as a janitor. I heard this today by the fact that Dave brought it up to me, and this struck me to be just oh so funny.
Okay.
You had a job as a janitor. I'll take this back. You own a corporation. You own a corporation, right? Now, it's towards the end of the year, you're going over, you know, your invoices, you're going over payroll, and you see that your janitor made, what, $260,000 this year?
In 1 year, the janitor?
The janitor. Now, his salary, he gets $50,000 a year. But because of the overtime he put in, he made $260,000 this year.
Yeah, I need to sit down and talk to payroll. We got a problem.
You find out that the overtime is legit. He didn't just get in the books. He actually worked
in
overtime.
You know, it's cheaper for me to hire a motherfucker to help him than let him work all that goddamn overtime. It's cheaper for me to hire another motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying? It's cheaper to do it that way than to pay one motherfucker $260,000 to mop some damn floors. How big is this goddamn building?
Mm-hmm. But can you imagine? Can you imagine you walking up, you driving up in your Lamborghini and he got a matching one?
Yeah, somebody about to get fired. Whoever in charge of payroll, that motherfucker is in trouble. Definitely gonna see me on Monday morning. I'm calling that motherfucker Sunday night. Look,
I mean, how are they in trouble? Because you were shorthanded.
It don't matter. If the janitor's making $200, I paid this motherfucker $260,000 to mop some damn floors. That is a problem. We got a problem somewhere.
That's what's wrong with you.
And you best believe, if I'm going over the books, I'm going to fix that. That motherfucker ain't making no $200,000 next year. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you. He ain't making no $200,000 next year.
You ain't shit.
That motherfucker's employee of the decade.
I mean, right. He's a devoted ass worker, and you're going to take his money away. You ain't shit.
And he probably ain't said shit to nobody. Motherfuckers talking about well,
No, hold on. He was asked for an interview, and when they interviewed him, and they asked him about him making the money, and I quote, the janitor said, "I'm busy. I ain't got time to do the interview. Got to work." So, shit.
Well, at least he's dedicated.
What can you say to him?
All I can say is, you know what, dog? Great fucking job. Great job. You worked your ass off this year, but you're gonna get a lot of time off next year, brother. This once in a lifetime. You'll never make this much money ever again. Mopping my mother. I could mop my own floors.
Why ain't you? Why didn't you get out there on the floor and help him?
Do you know how much money he just took out of my pocket?
Again, why didn't you get out of? Why didn't you get out on the floor and help him? Why did you not realize that you were that understaffed that he was able to work that much overtime?
Because
so
I got people
you?
Working for me that's supposed to let me know
you
shit.
Need
like,
to
all right, supposed to
I
fired
all them some bitches.
Yeah, you need to fire
yeah,
them.
I'm,
not
I'm cleaning the house.
Oh, the whole
I'm cleaning the house. I'm sorry.
Everybody in the payroll for the party, even the motherfucker that sharpened the pencils, all of them some bitches looking for a job. I'm firing everybody.
Payroll is just calculating money and signing
they
should
have saw that.
You
they should have saw
to your
that.
Manager. They did, but I mean, that he worth it. How you not gonna pay him?
I don't have a problem with paying him if he worked the work, but somebody should have saw that this motherfucker making $200,000 more than what he's supposed to. Somebody should have saw that. I'm pretty sure them corporations got motherfuckers that just look at shit like that. How much is this motherfucker making? How much is that motherfucker making? They got a whole department that specializes in that kind of shit. Somebody should have saw. Now, he's supposed to make $50,000 a year, right? That's what you said, right? 50 grand. It's his base salary.
50 G's.
And he made $210,000 in overtime. $210,000. Man, I'm firing everybody in the motherfucking building. I'm posting some shit up on Monster.com, Indeed.com, because I'm gonna need some employees. Man, you know his motherfucking head is hurting. He got the he's sitting in the crib right now talking about how did I let this happen?
How you gonna fire the guy who did all the work though? It's not his fault.
No, I'm not talking
about
him.
He's staying. He got to stay.
Okay. Talk about him. I'm talking about the owner.
He's gonna have their job.
Okay.
The owner is sitting at the crib right now saying, "How the fuck did this happen?" He made just as much as I did, and I own the company.
Exactly.
Exactly.
How did this happen? Oh, some
okay, hold on, dog.
I wish I worked there.
Oh, hold on. That Jadine, you work for a Fortune 500 company. Okay, can you, okay, let's just say your boss. We're going to say your boss. Your boss finds out that this janitor that made just as much as they did. And they come to you. What could you possibly say?
As the manager of the guy?
Yeah, you the guy's manager. You the guy's manager. How'd you save your job?
I would love to hear this. Basically, you're going to say, yeah, I know he was working at overtime. He was able to keep up with everything. So I ain't feel like I needed to hire nobody else. Now, whether that was really productive, I mean, that could have been another four people's salaries.
Okay, Jadine, let me ask you a question. We're going to keep the same scenario. You his boss. I'm your boss. My boss just came to me and said, well, your manager just let somebody make $210,000 in overtime this year. Can you explain that? I'm going to say, okay, sir, I'm going to get right back with you. I'm going to call you. Call you into my office. I'm like, okay, Janine, why did Tommy make, how did Tommy get $210,000 in overtime? Because you had to sign off on it. So now me and you have an issue. So I'm asking you, as his manager, what you going to tell me to save your job? Because you fired. You just don't know it yet, but you definitely fired.
Well, I feel the same way. Shit, if I did something like that, I need to be fired.
Oh, okay. All right. As long as you know, because we both fired.
Shit, I need to be fired.
I'm going to fire you before he fires
like
me.
That. I mean, you have to be looking at what your employee working. So he knew he was working all them hours. He was approving his pay. So he allowed it to happen. And instead, he figured he was getting the stuff done, so he didn't feel the need to hire somebody.
Wait a minute. In order to work all that overtime to get that salary, isn't that against state law?
Oh, he had been working mad hours, or he'd make a hell of a salary, one of the two.
Yeah.
That shit sound fishy as hell, though. But Janine, we'd both be like in trade places. We'd be both at the motherfucking unemployment line. You looking at me pissed off. I'm looking at you, bitch, got me fired. That motherfucker got me fired. That motherfucker fired me. You got me fired. We both stay in the unemployment line together.
Well, I'm going to tell you now. I'm keeping that damn janitor, especially if I didn't have no complaints about my building. If I didn't have no complaints about my building, I'm keeping him.
Oh, I would too. See, he dedicated. Imagine how many hours he had to work to make that kind of money, man. Imagine how many overtime hours he had to work. So he dedicated.
I'm just saying, though, imagine. Like I said, dog, you got this motherfucking, fuck, I'm going to pull out the Bentley today. Hey, you pull up and you see another Bentley pull up on side of you. Damn, who's this young go-getter? What department he work in? Oh, that's the janitor. The janitor? Wait a minute. How much am I paying this motherfucker? I would be just
hey,
in
man,
awe,
I'm
right?
I'm going to tell you this, man. If I own the building and a janitor driving the same car that I'm driving, it's a problem. I'm paying you way too much.
He had no business going to work false, and he could have got away with that $200,000+ again the next year. Damn shame. Always trying to show off.
No, somebody would have caught that. I mean, you know, when you're doing that shit at the end of the year, you see $200,000 missing from your bottom line, you're going to find out where that money went.
Mm-hmm.
And it all went to the janitor. The janitor.
Okay, but by the end of the year, and by the time you figured that out, I'd put in some more overtime. So I'm still winning beyond that $50,000 salary that I'm supposed to get.
That's I guarantee you though. Once I find out, you ain't getting no more overtime. I guarantee you that. Cause like I said, it's cheaper for me to hire a motherfucker to help you. That cuts your overtime dramatically. Now I got two of you motherfuckers. Now both of y'all motherfuckers making 260. Then it's definitely a problem. That's a sweet ass gig, man.
I got a question that everybody on Facebook been posting, and we need an answer to this. After tonight, will it be tonight, or will it be once Clinton or Trump takes the office? Are they cutting the Obama phones off? Are the Obama phones gone?
If Clinton win, I don't think so. If Trump win, them motherfuckers off tonight, midnight. Y'all better start calling motherfuckers right now and calling and texting.
He don't even be calling
cut that shit off.
January. He can't do
that's
that.
That's all
good
said is he gonna wait to January. Or they don't cut the motherfuckers off tonight.
He cut the bitches off tonight.
Really?
Them motherfuckers and motherfuckers on food stamps, you some bitches gonna be hurting. If Trump went, all that shit's gone.
Yeah, they talking about doing drug tests for people to get welfare and everything now.
Yeah, they've been saying that since Obama been in there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I think that's.
Yeah,
I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Hell yeah, make them motherfuckers get a drug test.
Well, I'm saying it's gonna be a lot of motherfuckers. That's all I'm saying.
Them staff gonna get cut short in a thumb, bitch, this grip.
Oh, that motherfucker talking about throwing away Section 8. All that shit's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Section 8's gone. The food stamps is gonna be gone. Obamacare gone.
Mm-hmm.
It, man, the crime rate is gonna quadruple.
Because
motherfuckers gotta eat.
Yeah.
You're taking away my food stamps. I gotta feed my kids. What you want me to do?
Now, I heard somebody say that if they were president, like just say if you got those $400 in food stamps, let's just say, I don't know, I'm just saying throwing the number out. I don't know what if you get $400 worth of food stamps, they would never give them to you in a lump sum. You would get like $100 a week.
I'll be cool with that. Man, if I could get food stamps right now, I would. I'm not going to lie. I would go down there and pick it up if I could. And I'll take a half of you, give it to me. I don't even care. As long as I'm getting them. Spend the fuck out of a food stamp. Now, remember when we were little? Motherfucker didn't want to get caught with a food stamp. Now, shit, give me a BT card. I'm gone. Hey, I'm that motherfucker that's in the line talking about, hey, you paying cash. Got them stamps.
Okay. Now, I do believe we all, everybody that's on the line, I do believe we all working class citizens. I'm just curious. I mean, we talk shit, we bullshit about this, but in all honesty, Hillary winning, how does it affect us?
I don't think it do.
How does it affect us?
Yeah, I mean, how does it affect us? Like I say, I mean, we the working class citizens. We the one jumping up every morning working these 9-to-5s, you know. We the blue-collar workers, and, you know, we, what, upper, lower, middle class, whatever you want to call us, you know. I mean, how does it affect us? I mean, we going to get a check every 2 weeks because we get our ass up every morning. So we going to get a check. But now we're not in the upper echelon where we could just go and spend $100,000 and say, oh, okay, that was a good week. So, I mean, how does it affect us? Because, let's just say, for instance, they say, okay, Section 8 and welfare is cut. That don't affect none of us that's on the line.
it do if we get fucking robbed.
Okay. Duly noted. Point taken. Okay, you got me on that one. I ain't even got a comeback for that one.
Damn. We already know. We the ones are gonna know what's to come. They the ones gonna be surprised bad when they see the shit.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me I gotta spend money on food? Yeah, bitch, that was it. Well, now we're.
Oh yeah, when you gotta spend, man. Like I said, I'm not gonna lie. I was a recipient of food stamps for a few years, and when they cut the motherfuckers off, and I had to go to Aldi's, I'm a huge Aldi shopper. Go to Aldi's all the time. When you're using food stamps, you don't look at the price. You just grab. You just grab and go. Now. Man, the motherfucker up in Walmart looking at this brand is 10 cents cheaper. I'm going to get the 10 cent cheap one. But when you're on them stamps.
I was in denial. Shit, you be in denial. Shit, you be
walking
through the store like a damn zombie. I got to pay for this shit.
Actual money. Man, the first time they cut me off, I went shopping. I put half that shit back. Well, I don't really need that. How much? Nah, I don't really need that. You can put that back. I don't need that. Because, first of all,
so you
is expensive as hell.
So you were one of them motherfuckers before you got cut off. You were one of them motherfuckers the Plies was talking about.
Yep.
Walking around. Throwing shit at shooting shit at the buggy like you shoot the free throw. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Damn right.
See, we would eat lobster. My kids would eat lobster and crab legs.
Oh, you can't get that shit with food stamps now. You can't buy that shit no more food stamps.
For real?
Yeah, you like steaks and shit. You can't buy that shit with food stamps no more. They watching that shit.
You could buy steak, but I could see the lobsters as I ain't lying. We was buying crab legs up to, you know, them like $30. We was spending like $30 to $50 just on crab legs.
See, that could be food stamps.
Right.
I ain't bought the
shrimp in the box.
I ain't bought a crab leg in about 10 years.
Right, shit. I'm buying shrimp. I'm buying shrimp in a box, man. I can't afford that shit.
Shit, I used to buy like. I'm a huge cereal fan, so I would buy like 3 boxes Cap'n Crunch, 3 boxes Peanut Butter Crunch, 3 boxes Crunch Berries. Shit, I gotta wait till the motherfucker is $2 for $5 now.
Yeah, reckless with the stamps. Just reckless.
I was. I'm not gonna lie. I
when
was.
When I was back in the day, that's when hell, I was getting like $400-$500 and stuff back then. Sure, so, you know that was way
back then. Look at
90,
this shit
early
here.
90.
You got 500. I got 200.
And
Father
I
gave
had
me
two
was
200.
I remember. I think I was probably about 12, and that's still when the paper books were still out. And you had to go to the office and get them. I remember they messed up like around Christmas time and gave my mama like $1,200. Oh my God.
I would have went and spent that shit immediately before they found out they made a mistake. Oh, that shit gone.
You know,
the neighborhood freezers were loaded.
I feel deprived, man. I never had that luxury like that. I mean, not as a grown up.
Shit, it's a beautiful thing, man. My shit used to come on the 6th of every month. Got my shit on the 6th, my $200. And I'll be gone right up there to Aldi.
Well, fuck me for trying to do the right thing and work all the time. Hey, you got to do what you got to do to eat.
That was your
they
definitely don't pay off.
But here's what I learned this year. Half the people at my job now get food stamps. They're technically not supposed to. And I happened to say something, but she's like, girl, you better learn how to copy and paste. Copy and paste. I said, oh, my God, I can't deal with y'all. That sound like fraud. That sound like jail time.
Yeah, because all you're doing is thanking your check subs. And it'd be all types of stuff going on. People don't realize.
Look here,
so.
I don't like jail, so I'm going to leave that to y'all.
I was doing that shit for years. I got my shit legit, goddamn, but I actually needed them. I wasn't working. I was hungry. Motherfucker say, man, you better go down there and sign up for some food stamps. I'm like, shit, man, I grew up on food stamps, man. I ain't never spent another food stamp in my life. Shit, 2 weeks later, I'm down at the aid office. Like, I need to sign up for some food stamps and some free medical. If y'all giving that out, too, I'll take that, too.
Well, that's all right. Trump going to be on y'all ass. Trump going to be on it. Let him win. Hold on, check the signature. Check the signature.
Your Trump cutting off.
I know Hefe sitting there. Oh no, home. Please let this some bitch lose. Please let this some bitch lose. He deported motherfuckers left to buy. Go.
Hey, did you see the picture? You see the picture of Trump and his wife today voting? Oh, that shit had me cracking up. You know how you standing next to a motherfucker, you little booth doing your voting? Trump looking over his shoulder looking to see who she voting for. That shit was funny as hell. Straight up, man. Y'all got to find that picture, man. That shit was hilarious. He looking over his shoulder like, bitch voting for me. Oh, that shit had me fucking the fuck up.
I think a lot of women going to do that. They men going to be thinking they voting for Trump by self. I think a lot of women did that.
Well, that shit had
me baby. Yeah. That's right. We're fucking Trump supporters. You just wait till this bitch get in here. Your ass is out. I'm gone. Soon as they say she won.
Oh, goodness.
Now, I'm wondering if we going to go back to having the old Clinton values, like when old Bill was in the White House.
In negative.
No, I think Hillary Clinton, man, I don't trust her, man. I don't trust her. It's just too much shit coming out about her.
Well,
Bill
I know one thing.
Bill gonna be lounging back in there.
Hell yeah, Bill! Like I'm back home.
Hey, she gonna tell his ass if you go in that Oval Office, I kill you, you son of a bitch. I ain't forgot about that goddamn Monica. I ain't forgot about Monica Pump. I'm gonna tell you, and mark my words, it's gonna be like an episode of Empire. I don't know if anybody's watched Empire when old girl Kitty walked in on Lucius and she thought he was having a heart attack, but he was getting his dick sucked.
Yeah, and then
she turned around. He thought that she was something was wrong with her. She had old boy down there eating her pussy. I'm telling you, she been waiting. She been chomping at the bit for this one. Oh, you had that bitch down there sucking your dick? Huh? I know.
Man, Bill don't care about that motherfucker. Bill don't care about that, dog. He just want to be back in the crib.
I'm just saying,
nobody
dog.
Wants that nasty shit.
He moving all Obama shit out of there.
I know.
Who don't want
it? Hell nah.
Who?
Don't nobody want to put their lips on that shit.
We talking about Bill.
Who, Hillary?
Yes.
I do Hillary. I do it like a motherfucker.
I can't deal.
Is she the president of the United States?
She's going to be the most powerful person in the motherfucking United States.
In the world.
Okay, ain't nobody fucking with Hillary.
I'll be more than every other week.
Y'all go on and put your lips and bang bang and on in them cobwebs and bang. Go ahead. I would like to watch that. I personally would watch
that.
They
said she's gay anyway. They say she's gay anyway.
That's all right.
Oh, well, she ain't really trying to carve a bunch of down that ear. y'all do know if she win, we getting kicked off the air. Kick that motherfucker off the air immediately. That motherfucker is going off the air.
She might not even win, man. Trump got a he actually got a strong shot at winning, man. All the bullshit he said, he actually still he got a strong ass shot at winning. I don't know what Mexicans. Let me ask y'all, what are y'all thinking? Y'all should have been the main motherfuckers out there voting. Cause all y'all gone, he kicking all y'all out the country. At least us black folks, we got a shot at staying. But the Mexicans, they gone. Them son of bitches is out of here.
Hell, half of them can't vote. Shit.
If you got any Mexican friends and Trump win, you better go holler at them motherfuckers because you ain't going to see them after a while. They going to start rounding them motherfuckers up. They are gone.
But he already said that.
Hey, hold on, man. We got a new caller, man. I know the number, but I don't know who it is.
Big Mike. What's that?
What's cracking, Doc?
Not much. I'm just listening.
Hillary is going to win. It goes by the electoral votes, and he can get all them little bitty states all he wants: Alabama, Mississippi, West Virginia, Kentucky, all them with them 9-10 votes. She's gonna get all the big states, and she's gonna win.
My thing is this here. You know what I mean? I agree on some stuff what Donald Trump was saying. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, for example, he was talking about the crime rate in the black community. It's true. It's high.
Listen, you're right. I never disagreed with a lot of stuff that Trump said. I don't like him.
My thing is this here. When they show the map of the state of Indiana, guess what county was blue? Lake County only. Everybody else was green. And I was like,
black folks live in Lake County. Who you think they're going to vote for?
Wow.
The KKK started in Indiana. The KKK was born in Indiana. This is a racist state. I don't know why people don't realize
that. Right. I don't know why people keep forgetting that.
Wow. But he has some
point.
He has some
point. I'm going to tell you, motherfuckers keep saying, okay, Gary, Indianapolis. Crown, shit, that's it. Marcello and motherfucking Lebanon and all that shit. That motherfucker's predominantly white.
All them other little
cities, you know what?
Fort Wayne.
You remember when I came to Indianapolis? I drove past. I'm trying to remember. I think it was called White Man's Town.
White Town.
You got a city in a state. A city in the state of the United States called White Town. Imagine how many brothers live there.
No.
It don't get no racist as then. It can't get no more racist than that. White Town. That's the name of the city you live in. White Town. Where you from? I'm from White Town. Is that a problem? We got a problem? I'm from White Town.
Let me share a story with you, brother. I'm on my way to Gary. I'm on my way to Gary because my auntie passed, and I called a flat. Well, I called a flat, and I had to get off. I had to get off in Whitestown to go to the gas station. Man.
You lying.
Let me tell you. The motherfucker is a little boy. I swear to you. It's a little boy. And he, I mean, this little white boy just kept fucking with us. It was me, my uncle, and my cousin. And he kept looking at my uncle, and he was like, "You look like a big old teddy bear." And my uncle kept like, "Little boy, if you don't get your ass away from us." And he was like, "What are y'all, some rappers?" And he just, I mean, the little boy just kept fucking with us. But you know what? They told us, you might want to get that flat fixed before it gets dark.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
No. And it was an Arab that told us this. It was an Arab. We was at the gas station. And I'm looking at the Arab. I said, "Man, why is this little white boy doing harassing everybody, man?" He said, "Man, his daddy owned damn near everything around here."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "And this is what this little boy do: walks around fucking with people." Police station was right across the street. The police station was right directly across the street. I am not lying to you. I'm looking at the police station, and I'm waiting on my brother-in-law to bring me my spare tire was fucked up, so I couldn't put my spare tire on. So I'm like, "Look, man, I got my rims. I got my rims at home. Bring me one of my rims, please." Man, all right, I bullshit you not. In Whitestown, that motherfucking Arab looked at it. He said, "How long your brother-in-law going to be?" I said, "He shouldn't be too long." He said, "Yeah, because I'm not being funny, but y'all want to be out of here by dark." Man, gave me that tire. I couldn't get the fuck out of there fast enough.
You should have asked him, "Well, when the fuck you gonna go when it get dark? You just as black as we are."
Hell
when it get dark.
That ain't my problem.
Yeah, right. Evidently, I mean, hey, he owned the gas station. And they really can't blow him up. You know, he decided to detonate that motherfucker. He gonna blow up with 30 miles around him. So they ain't gonna fuck with him.
It's crazy.
Because I was like, "Well, either Walmart or anything that I could just go buy a tire from." He looked me square in my face and said, "You don't want to do that. You don't want to walk in no store around here."
Whoa.
Well, if Trump gets elected, you're going to be facing a whole lot more of that shit right there.
Yep.
Because the racism is going to be so blatant in your face.
Yep.
I don't know. Everybody's joking about, you know, finding a seat on the boat back to Africa. Personally, I don't understand what the problem is. I think I would be much safer over there than over here with him in the office.
I'm not going no motherfucking Africa. It's hot in the motherfucker there. Hell, crazy as hell.
Hell yeah.
Get your old ass out of there.
We will adapt.
And here's the fucked up part about that: they don't want you over there. They don't like us visa.
I get that.
They said we're not a pure. They said we're not a pure descent. So now,
and we're not, according to them.
Damn. We damned if we do, we damned if we don't. I'm going to tell you like this. I got a chance. I may have a chance. I'm of the dark complexion. You mean you fucked?
Well, y'all
you ain't got a snowball sense in hell.
Long as Trump don't cut the cable off, shit, I'm good.
I cannot deal with you.
I'm not going to live my life that way.
End of the day, I mean, I don't see how we get affected which way. I mean, like I said, the poor are going to be fucked up, and the motherfucking, I don't know, the rich going to get richer.
They always do. It don't matter who the president, they still going to get their money, regardless.
Yeah. All right.
But shit, these motherfuckers that ain't working, that's on all this assistance, it's really going to fuck them. They're the ones that's going to get fucked over real hard. But I will tell you this, don't quit your motherfucking job.
Woo!
Because it's going to be hard to find another one. So you better like what you're doing for the next 4 years. Don't quit your job. And for you motherfuckers that ain't got jobs, y'all better start looking.
Because he going to make it hard.
Okay, but it's maybe not necessarily a job you own, but if you could ship all these motherfucking Mexicans back over yonder, I would think a whole lot of goddamn jobs will open up.
They do jobs that nobody want to do.
I understand
right.
that, but damage, if you ain't getting no motherfucking assistance, I'm
going to
need you to get out here and make it do what it do.
Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you something else. It's going to be a couple of black motherfuckers caught up in that motherfucking boat ride, too. Wait a minute. I'm going to go wake up.
What am I doing in Mexico? Hey, ho. Right. Yeah. It's a part of time. All right, Jose, get your ass on the boat. Jose, that's not my name. Your name Jose today. Get your ass on the boat.
You got to ship a couple of you motherfucking niggas off, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now. It ain't gonna pay to be dark skinned with good ass. Your ass is on your way.
Got 1% in you, get gone.
Get gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Walk down the street with your little Mexican girlfriend talking about call me Poppy. All right, Poppy. Hey, Poppy.
Yeah, Poppy, go.
Hey, Poppy. Get your ass on the boat.
I'm telling
Poppy.
You, watch. Hey. Them motherfuckers that he deport back over there to Mexico, I'm willing to sit down right here and bet anybody, that he gonna fuck around and he gonna throw some black motherfuckers in that motherfucker on that bus. Well, however the hell they taking their ass back, somebody gonna wake up like, hey, man, what the fuck? This is bullshit, man. Hey, man, look here. The Donald said you had to go. I'm telling you. He gonna ship a couple of niggas off with him.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to come back because that motherfucker gonna build a wall.
Hell no. He building that wall. You ain't coming back.
You can't come back.
You better get used to that tequila and them coronas because it's a wrap.
You know the motherfuckers gonna figure out a way to get back. That wall ain't gonna stop nobody from getting. These motherfuckers gonna tunnel underneath that bitch.
They gonna be digging tunnels next.
Yo, they coming back. I don't give a fuck. He can ship all these motherfuckers out. These motherfuckers that get shipped up, you gonna see them same motherfuckers next week. Yo, what's up? I'm back.
I just sent your motherfucking ass off yesterday. Hey, huh?
I'm back.
And they got to find them first. They
hell yeah.
Oh, he already put a chain together, man. They already watched. They already know who they getting.
Matter of fact, hold on. Big Mike. And I don't know. You didn't never work in the back. You didn't never work in the back when we was in the airport. Man. But you remember when they used to come up in there, them motherfuckers, the immigrants used to come up in that airport and snatch them motherfuckers Mexicans and man. They just snatched them motherfuckers out of there in boatloads. You hear me?
Hell yeah, yeah, that's true. Oh yeah.
Hey, I'll never forget this one lady. This one lady, man, she was the sweetest lady in the world, man. If you was there and it was lunch hour and you didn't have nothing to eat, she would literally share her lunch with you.
Please
Man, them motherfuckers came up in there. She got the hall of dance, and the one guy tried to grab her and ask her what was wrong. She was like, no, bitch.
Hell yeah.
Because, see, you know, it was all these certain rooms. You know, they couldn't go in all the rooms. You know, we had these special keys in the airport that, you know, only staff could go in. What? She hit them up, but all you heard was the keys. She running through that motherfucker, boy. I'm telling you. She came back and she did apologize to that man. She's like, I'm so sorry for calling you out your name. But I guess she is. They was like, immigration. That motherfucker's ground. Hey, where you going? And they said, move, bitch. I think she was going to knock his motherfucking arm off if she had to. She was hollering. Mm-hmm. She couldn't have been no more than 4'11". So you can you imagine this 4'11 little, I don't even know where she was from. Right? But she was hauling ass, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And that damn McDonald's would hire all the Mexicans, too.
And they all gone.
This shit's all a conspiracy, man. It's all a conspiracy, dog. Because I'm going to tell you why. Just like you made that statement, they going to ship off some black motherfuckers at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you was in school, just think about this. When you was in school, everybody knew English, right? What was that number one language they always pushing off on the brothers?
Spanish,
exactly. So see, you become you black, but you become fluent in Spanish. You sit up there talking to a motherfucker in Spanish. Guess what? You a Mexican. You gotta go.
Really?
You gotta go.
Well, I'll just French.
All the translators, even.
Well, you. Since you took French, you safe this year, but as soon as the French motherfuckers piss Donna off, your ass gone too. I'm telling you, any country that piss him off, he's shipping all their people out this motherfucker.
Yeah, if he don't blow them up first. If he don't try to blow them up first.
Yeah, Nat, I don't know if you heard, but I heard something on the radio here. They talking about people was talking about going to Canada, and they were saying they going to make it harder, too.
That's because everybody always run to Canada. Canada like, we don't want all you motherfuckers in here again.
Mm-hmm.
Every 4 years, 100,000 of you motherfuckers move here. Fuck that. We closing our borders.
Yeah, they say it's a lot of people talking about they want to move to Canada, and it ain't going to be easy.
Mouth, he's gonna be sitting right there at that gate. Oh, turn your ass around. Turn around, motherfucker.
We're gonna be the first country motherfuckers sneaking out of. Usually you sneak into a country. These motherfuckers in America gonna be sneaking out this bitch in the middle of the night. Where you going?
Yeah.
I'm getting the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, the Underground Railroad again.
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah.
Y'all are,
I mean, think about that. Everybody always trying to sneak into America. America's gonna have motherfuckers sneaking out.
Yep. And they were saying it's gonna be hard to get in Canada too.
I want to be one of the safety house, one of the checkpoints.
Mm-hmm. They already said it's gonna be tough to get in Canada.
Well, I ain't going no motherfucker way. They gotta put me out. Fuck that.
Mike, I can see Mike getting out.
I should be exempt. She absurd.
They gonna train you right to the front. You going to Africa? They gonna train you right to the front.
Oh, no, they gonna train you right to the front. I served in the United States Marine Corps. I'm exempt from all this shit.
Yeah,
all right. They gonna have him on the front of the boat like a statue.
Hell yeah, he gonna be that ornament.
Here to serve my country.
Right,
not the ornament. So, on that Cadillac symbol on the motherfucking boat back there.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. Crack his ass with that whip. Sit your ass down. Damn.
That's a good one.
I'm telling you.
The ornament, that was a good one. I like that.
I would not have survived the goddamn whip. I promise you. If the shock didn't kill me alone, I wouldn't have survived it. I'm trying to tell you. That's.
Let's see. Hey,
Trump
fuck around here today. You gonna have your chance.
I'm looking at the news right now, y'all. This motherfucker actually went 167 to 109.
When I left work, when I left work.
This motherfucker is 103 electoral votes away from being the president of the United States.
Wow.
He is kicking Clinton's ass. He 103 electoral votes.
They gonna
away.
Regret that shit the first 6 months in office, dumb fucker.
Mm-hmm. They sure will.
Oh my god, this motherfucker actually might win.
But
I mean, like, he has no
win.
Fucking experience, just unqualified, uneducated motherfucker. I guess, whatever.
Hey, he hate black people.
Okay.
I didn't vote, so I'm gonna keep my opinions to myself.
I told y'all, I kept telling y'all, this motherfucker has a good chance of winning. I've been saying this shit all day. Everybody, there's no way in hell. But
this thing's going out.
I really thought it was a fucking just something to do, and at some point this dumbass motherfucker was going to drop out. That was my thinking. But I knew if he actually went ahead with it that he would have a fighting chance. But I really thought in the back of my mind that his dumb ass would just really drop out.
He has a very good shot. I mean, he she got 109 votes. He got 167. And you only need 270 to be the president. He 103 away. That's only a couple states.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, dog.
Going down.
I don't know if y'all remember this, but remember that, and this is why I say that these motherfuckers, they going to put in there who they want to put in there. Remember the second term, Obama's second term, he was down like a motherfucker, man. He was losing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, it was just like, Obama's the new president.
It's all about publicity. That's why they got everybody on their seats watching the news. That's why I'm not even watching it. Because they do all them little small states first. They do that all the time. They put Clinton's a few little states out there to show that they, you know, she got some vote or whatever. But they got it all. It's all red. I bet you that's how it is. It's all red. It's probably a little blue in there. She going to win.
Well, if she don't win the motherfucking West Coast, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Because they know the West Coast is all Democratic. She going to win. I'm trying to you. That's where I'm here for tomorrow.
Hey, today sound like Day-Day. She ain't going to get it. She ain't going to get it. I hope he'll get it.
He not going to win.
That motherfucker.
Well, she losing Florida. She losing North Carolina.
You sound like you got a bet on this. Who you bet?
Huh?
I said, who you bet? You sound like you got a bet on this motherfucker. You sound like me at the Super Bowl. You gonna win. Come on. Hey, motherfuckers losing. But they gonna win.
I mean, if anybody was scared about somebody being the Antichrist, they should be scared of him.
Exactly.
Well, fuck what y'all talking about.
People think
tomorrow.
How we
going
to be offensive.
I'm a Republican
offensive.
Tomorrow. Fuck that.
I'm
Republican after tomorrow. I am a Republican.
Well,
I told y'all Donald was going to win.
I'm telling you, he win, motherfucker. Whole demeanor gonna change. That one motherfucker that's at work. Hey, nigga,
exactly.
What the fuck you just called me?
That's how this all gonna affect us. People wonder how it's gonna affect us. All these white motherfuckers don't think they could do anything they want.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The racism is gonna be blatant.
Right, I always say, I'm sorry. Y'all didn't see the Trump one, nigga? And no, I didn't say nigga. I said nigger.
Yeah, it's going to be open season on black folks. Well, it don't even matter if you got a motherfucking carry to permit. It's going to be open season. Ain't no police coming in the hood. None of that shit. We got the police out
there. Oh, yeah, they are. They coming in. They coming in that motherfucker straight for target practice.
I'm going to find my Indian heritage and go to the reservation.
The
motherfucking $500 wigs going to come in handy, huh?
Hey, you know the fucked up part is I can see her that she what's your heritage? Cherokee. Cherokee.
Oh shit. Hey, that was it right there. Lord Jesus. Test my DNA. Test my hair follicle.
Well, we turned an Indian too.
Hey man, you know what?
Oh shit!
Hillary Clinton got to feel like John McCain, because you know when John McCain ran against Obama, he's like, "Ain't no fucking way I'm losing to a nigga," and I don't even use that word.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure he said I had this election in the hand. She got to
feel
the same way. She like, ain't no way I'm gonna lose to this dude.
Hey, dog.
You fucking lose.
Well, if Trump wins, we going to turn Indian, too. They're going to ask us what tribe we from. We from the Ivanhoe tribe.
No, man. I'm going to be Asian. He don't fuck with the Asians. So I'm going to be Asian or Jew.
You know, you just really got to make things difficult. Ain't no way in hell you pass. First of all, you too fucking tall to pass with Asian.
My daddy was Asian, my mama was Jewish.
Uh-huh. What, you gonna say that before or after they tase your ass?
I'm a mulatto.
Okay.
It's gonna be hard to be black.
I can see that one.
Man.
Are they really posting black people up in votes on Facebook today?
Man, all them motherfuckers got the pictures on Facebook. I hold it.
Hey.
This gonna be bold and shoe ugly.
Well, Janine, you might be right. Hillary Clinton just picked up some more votes. She just picked up 13 more votes.
But what I'm saying is, what's
coming
gonna
back.
Happen? You know. They trying to appease those red states, you know, because them motherfuckers angry than the motherfuckers. They already said if Trump don't win, what they going to do and all this and that. So, you know, they probably happy that the motherfuckers lift their ass and go to bed.
Hey, get a ass.
Lift their ass and fall asleep. Lift them care their ass asleep. Then they going to put all the rest of them states out there.
I hope
if
so.
If they wake up in the morning, then Hillary's going to be president. Oh.
It's not looking good.
So it won't stop.
I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm gonna tell you. I hope her security is gonna be A1. I'm serious, and I'm not even being funny. I hope her security is gonna be A1, man, because she win. Man, some of these racist motherfuckers. I mean, cause not only you got people that's racist, but they also racist towards sex too. Like, man, mm-hmm. We just let a black man in here. Now we didn't let a woman.
Mhm.
Shit.
Well, she just better get the same motherfuckers Obama got. They kept his ass alive for 8 years. But some of them motherfuckers didn't do a good job because you had a couple motherfuckers that actually rushed the White House. I know Obama was laying in bed like, what the fuck going on? Y'all got motherfuckers run up in my house?
you know,
there's a few motherfuckers that actually got inside the White House. They jumped the gate and actually made it inside the fucking house. So you know Obama.
I thought I told y'all to keep that motherfucking door locked. God damn it.
I mean, can you imagine? He better get his motherfuckers because they kept his ass alive. And imagine how many motherfuckers want to take a shot at him.
She better buy that truck he had, the monster. That motherfucker that had all that steel and the bulletproof windows in it. That motherfucker could take a hit from a bomb. I'll be like, fuck that, man. I'm keeping that one. That one riding with me. I'm riding out in that.
Now, when she wins California, which she will, that'll give her 55 more votes.
Is California 55 votes?
California is 55 by itself.
But even with the 55, she still ain't Carney. He's still ahead.
I'm just saying, that's just one state, though. So that's why I'm saying you got to look at it like that. Some of these states are way bigger. They have way more votes than others.
Right. Well, she losing Florida and Wisconsin. There's two states that they said she needed to win. She losing both of them motherfuckers.
I really don't think he's going to serve the whole four years. I don't
think somebody going to pop it?
No, I don't think nobody's going to pop it.
I bet that toupee don't be there the whole 4 years.
That might be, but he ain't.
Nah,
I mean,
it's going to leave. He's going to be too stressed out.
Think about everything he can put his hands on, man. If he can't dominate it, he tries to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's go all the way back to the USFL. Anything he puts his hands on, if he can't dominate it, he don't want it. And I don't think he realized that, okay, you know, yeah, you the president, but I mean, shit. That's like Obama found out. Shit, man, these motherfuckers can veto and stop everything I want to do.
Well, I mean, go back to your original statement. How do you figure he won't make the whole vote?
I think he'll leave. I think he will fucking leave. I think he will. I quit. I resign.
As the president?
Yeah.
He can do that.
I don't see that happening.
Vice president.
I know you can
do it,
but I don't see it happening.
Dog, that motherfucker don't tell, man. I mean, we're not talking about a motherfucker who's been a politician for the last 40 years. We're talking about Donald Trump. This motherfucker's the biggest prima donna you ever wanted to see. And what would go down in history? him saying, fuck this job, fuck this job, I quit. How many motherfuckers ever done that?
Gee, nobody. That has never done in the history of the United States.
I think that motherfucker don't want to make history. I'm telling you. If they, he's a big ass brat. And if they don't do what he's saying, he can't get his way, that motherfucker will quit.
I don't
know what that motherfucker Pepsi is, but trust me. I'm telling you.
I don't see that one. Shit, I'm pretty sure Obama thought about quitting. That motherfucker, hey, everybody think about it. Look at 2008. Imagine, picture Obama in your head when he was making his acceptance speech. And then look at that motherfucker. Now think about the last time you saw him. That motherfucker looked like he aged 100 fucking years. That motherfucker was dead black 8 years ago. That motherfucker got more gray than I do. And I'm older. Who wants that job, man?
That is hereditary.
You said you older.
You don't think I'm older than Obama?
You said you older than Obama?
Shit, if you put us side by side right now, shit, we look about the same age. That motherfucker look old as hell now, man. My point is, who wants a job that make you age like that? Why would you even want that
job? Oh, we got another call. Who's that, Marty Mall?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? What's going on?
What's happening, Marley?
Must be time for the last words.
Yeah, that motherfucking truck, the one Ohio, ain't that about a bitch?
Well, he needed that state. His path is getting smaller and smaller, man. He is on his way. That motherfucker gonna be the president.
Cause I'm watching it right now.
He gonna win,
man.
He
ain't older than Obama, man.
I know that, man. It was a joke, man. Let it go. But I think all of us need to get together tomorrow and just get us a crib. That way we can all protect each other. Because they're going to divide and conquer. They're going to start picking us off one by one. They already started. They already been picking us off one by one. They killing all the black men. And can't make no babies if you ain't got no men. No more black babies. They're going to start picking us off. I'm safe because I got diabetes.
Really?
Yeah, you know, our sperm count is low, so they don't really worry about us, cause, you know. But you healthy motherfuckers? You motherfuckers in trouble.
You know what?
All you motherfuckers.
Wait a minute, Janae. Did this motherfucker say he's safe because he got diabetes?
Yeah.
They gonna pop his ass off first because they don't think you want some egg and assistance.
Exactly.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Hey, Hillary just won the state of Colorado.
All right. It's starting.
That's only 9 motherfucking votes, man. She down 50 votes.
Oh.
That's only 9.
She down 50 votes. Okay, and when she wins California.
She pulled up a little bit.
Exactly. When she wins California, that's going to put her over.
Yeah, she got to win North Carolina.
She down 36 points right now.
It's going to be down to
votes.
A couple of states. It's going to be down to a couple of states. They already was cheating in Florida anyway. Every election.
You
said
right, y'all know Jet. Oh, Jet ain't shit down there.
Exactly. You know, they always trying to cheat for them anyway.
Don't know.
Well, see, but now you know, he got beef with the Bushes. You know, Trump got beef with Bush there. So he might have fucked up right there.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think he's going to win Florida.
They Republican. They Republican.
No, no, no,
so
no.
Yeah.
The Bushes ain't with his ass. The Bushes is not down.
Yeah, the Bushes. Yeah, they hate Trump.
The George H.W. Bush, that motherfucker said he voted for Clinton. He said he was voting for Clinton. So by hook or crook, that son of a bitch ain't winning Florida. He can hang Florida up. They not giving
me,
him Florida.
What surprised me is how many women voted for Donald Trump. I'm like, this motherfucker be saying, this motherfucker be dogging y'all, and you still gonna vote for this motherfucker?
There's some dumb hoes out there that voted for him, man. Trust me. He ain't getting all the male vote. There's some stupid-ass women. Because he ain't going to do nothing but go grab your pussy. That's all he do is grab your pussy.
And like Father Chad said, he had to look to make sure his own wife was voting for him.
He did. He did. Y'all got to
I seen that one. I finally seen it, dog. He looking like, hey, bitch, what you doing?
Looking over his shoulder like, whoa.
She probably didn't want to vote for his ass.
Yeah, probably this motherfucker. I
want to
vote for his ass.
Yeah, man, there's some dumb motherfuckers out here, man. I'm surprised.
She waiting on
I can't believe he actually got this many votes.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing to me, man, that he actually have a chance to win after all the shit. This motherfucker pissed off women, pissed off Mexicans, pissed off the Muslims, and he still got a chance in winning.
And ain't that fucked up? He won Texas, the very state where he wanted, where all y'all be at, most of y'all, and he still won the state because they can't vote. Ain't that fucked up? They probably sitting around the poll like, oh, if I was only a citizen.
Yeah.
They already packed it. They packed already. They already know they gone. They packed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what most of the illegal immigrants are. Texas about to lose half their population.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
it's a wrap.
Half the Texas population. It's crazy, man. Yeah. It's crazy. It should not even be this fucking close, man.
It should not.
Still down 36 votes. It should not even be this close. What the fuck are people thinking about?
Their hatred.
For everything that ain't white.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. Well, man, you better go buy some bullets, man.
I got some.
Come on, y'all. You gonna need some more. You ain't got enough, bro. This really get ridiculous out here.
Get my ass to work. All these motherfucking gun-toting redneck motherfuckers in this place gonna be like, yeah, me told you Trump gonna win.
You're going to see a lot of Confederate flags flying around this motherfucker all of a sudden. Motherfuckers riding around with shotguns in it. You know how motherfuckers got that pickup truck with the shotgun rack? You see a lot of those riding around. Clans in it like a fool. David Duke's the happiest motherfucker in America right now. This Klan membership about to skyrocket.
They said it already did.
I'm not surprised. They motherfuckers ain't scared. Them motherfuckers better get together. They gonna wipe Gary off the motherfucking map. That's where all the black folks at. All you gonna see is them motherfucking pickup trucks. Motherfuckers right around going, yeehaw!
They can come in that motherfucker if they want to. Them motherfuckers ain't that stupid.
I gotta agree with you on that one. Look here, dog. The one thing I can honestly say, these little motherfuckers had no fear. So you run your ass up on one of these little motherfuckers, nigga, you could have just, hey, you fuck around and start a motherfucking revolution for real. Because these little motherfuckers had no sense. You get the right motherfuckers, the goddamn motherfuckers, they will run through this motherfucker like it ain't shit.
I'm just saying, you gotta remember, these motherfuckers been training their whole lives.
Shit, so have these little motherfuckers.
For the guerrilla warfare.
And that's what, hey, I heard this one guy say, man, they said if a race war ever came about, the white people couldn't win. Because these motherfuckers, these motherfuckers so used to killing, it's ridiculous. So just think about it when they get to the point where they say, well, we don't want to kill each other no more, but we're going to kill them. Shit.
All right, man, all I'm saying is you got these motherfuckers that's been living on the land, living off in the motherfucking backwoods, that's been training their whole life.
But that's
that ain't everything.
You got a majority of whites that don't even want to be violent. They be scared to even, you know, think that they got to fight somebody. So all whites are not like that.
Well, shit, them motherfuckers been fighting. They been fighting against trees. These motherfuckers been fighting against other motherfuckers. Shit, it's a big difference. That tree ain't gonna shoot back. Lil Ray ain't them got them motherfucking tanks with them 30-round clips in. Yeah, I didn't learn. I got away from a motherfucking ass 230-round drum. I'm a bad motherfucker. All right, y'all. It's about that time. It's about that time. Fuck, you ready to get out of here. So I guess this time tomorrow we'll know who the fuck we got for president. So before we get up out of here, all right, you know how we do it. Janae, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was a good show. Good talking with everybody. Even though I'm white, y'all will see you in the morning. I will be here tomorrow. And if I'm not here tomorrow, you will know where I'm at. Have my feather in my hair. And I'm
okay,
folk, a reservation board. I sure will. That'll be my new name.
Hell no. We're smoking a peace pipe. All right. The life of you, you got any last words for us?
Pleasure to be back, and if this is my last show, due to who the president is tomorrow, it has been a great one. So I made it back just in time.
That's what's up. Molly Maul.
Hey, all right. Yeah, y'all be up. You know what I'm saying? Good one. And then I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
That's what's up. Big Mike.
Same time tomorrow.
Okay. Big dog, you got any last words for us?
Hey, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. SinCityRadioShow.com. Dono, I voted for you. Go Republican. God bless. Good night.
Yeah, such a liar.
All right, y'all, take this out like you said.
No, you did.
Like you said, Sin City. SinCityRadioShow.com, y'all. We got the webcam. We got everything hooked up on that motherfucker. Y'all know how we do it. Tell a friend to get on that. SinCityRadioShow.com. And we'll be back tomorrow, and hopefully Hillary be the president.
No, y'all won't be back tomorrow, but I will, because I let it be known. I voted for Donald, so I'm not getting shipped out. Y'all are.
Hey, I'm not doing the ship nowhere.
Call me from Africa, man. We can still do the show, dog.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
You ain't going to have internet access, but I'll run a switchboard.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.